The stream is starting soon. In the meantime, enjoy some music. The stream is starting soon. In the meantime, enjoy some music. Thank you.
Ruger likes Liam's live streams. They aren't bad, coming from a surface dweller. You maggot.
Welcome. Oh man, it has been a while. This needs to stop happening, man. I need to stop doing this where we stream and we don't stream for 3 weeks. It has been way too long. Hello everyone and welcome. Oh my goodness. It is so good to be here. And as always, I need to start my stream by thanking all my awesome patrons. There they are on your screen. And as I always do, I will read them out so we all know who they are. I think I may need to update the list, so apologies if you're like a new patron and I forgot to update with your name. But big thank you to Sam Tupi, John Aventia, Sarah Hawk, Mike Shipper, Tyson Sylvester, Jason Smith, Austin Nix, Chris Scarsted, Allison Hartley, iAccessibility.
Yeah.
Oh, and a hiccup. Thank you, Hiccup, for donating as well. Kenny, Shane Davidson, Carl Bellinger, Fernice Estino, Aaliyah Dudley, Jeff Bishop, Liren, Mason Armstrong, Axel Skrull, Matthew Alvernez, Brandon S. Croth, Super Freak, Abdullah Dubase, Patrick Kelly, Changeling MX, Carter Tem, My Multiple Life, Simon Yeager, Austin Perry, Santiago, and Jack Filichuk. If I'm missing somebody, I apologize. Thank you guys so much for your patronage. So today, we're going to take a look at a new game. This is Gold Gun, and it's by My True Sound. Not My True Sound, but it's the name of the company. They're a group from Finland. And I want to thank everyone who has written in so far. Hello, Lydia. Welcome to the stream. Welcome to your first time. Hello, Dion. Hello, Joseph. Hello, Levi. Hello to Blind Tech Tutorial Hub. Okay, hi. I hope that's not your real name. I hope you weren't born with that. I hope that's just like a nickname. Hey, Courtney. Hey, Ceiling Feeling. Hey, Brandon is tuned in. Hey, Hopi. Hopi's tuned in. Hi, Alicia. Or Alicia. Or Alicia. I don't know how you pronounce that. Hey, Michael. Oh, look, I'm here, too. Hey, Steven Crouch, how's it going? Hey, Austin Nix. Hey, Kenny. I don't know who I'm missing. Aaliyah's here. Aaron's here. Mason's here. Blind Gamer's here. Anurug. I think that's how you pronounce it. Anurug? I don't know how you pronounce that. Is here. The Destructive Form says, it's been a while since I've watched one of these live. Well, welcome back. I appreciate it. Evan? Yeah, Evan, welcome. I think you're a new person. I haven't seen your name here before. So guys, it is good to be here. Big thanks to everyone who's tuned in so far. I'm going to try to be better about reading messages and checking on Twitter and the Skype group. Speaking of the Skype group, let me throw the link to that in the YouTube chat. And how do we do this here? I'll manage group. Share a link to join group. Where's the linky link thing? Oh, here we go. Copy to clipboard. There we go. And so we have a group that you can come talk about stream stuff or games or whatever. There are some rules to follow, and I will be posting those immediately after the stream is over. So please, you know, behave if you want to join. DRG4 says, I've been waiting for the stream since the game came out because I had problems with my phone when playing. Well, hopefully I don't have the same problems. Hey, Abdullah, how's it going? Hanif is here. Hey, how's it going? Hey, Yosef. Wolfie A says, bring Undead Assault back. It's not my game, so I can't, you know, I can't do that. I can't just, like, make a game magically start working again. Unfortunately, I mean, that's not what I'm able to do. But, you know, I do what I can. So, a little talk in the Skype group right now. Let's see. Anything? Let's see. Oh. Oh, Velko, this guy says he's listening via the audio stream. This human. I don't know, man. Names are hard. I'm not good with names. Did I play through it before the stream? No, I have not even touched it. The only thing I did was make sure that it would run. I have not even touched it. Oh, it's 11 p.m. in Nepal. Wow, it's late there, man. Seriously. All right, so as I start every stream, kind of a tradition, I drink the traditional Red Bull. So there's our Red Bull open. I believe it's an 8-ounce can. Might be a 12-ouncer. I think it's a tall can. So I usually like to chug this. It's ice cold. I just took it out of the freezer. So here we go. Ugh. Oh, my God. There's still like maybe 2/3 left or 1/3 left. Oh, thank you so much.
Gold gun, here's a 6-shooter for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Big thank you to... Thank you, Kai. Thank you so much. If you guys want to donate or a super chat, you can do that. The link is streamlabs.com/Liam Irvin. And you can also send super chats on YouTube. Actually, I'm going to post that. Yeah, I should really be posting this stuff more. There we go. And we have to use our hashtags #SaveMaria and #FeedLiam. Now, also, if you donate through If you donate through what's its face, the super chats, you get a different sound. You get the I punched a monkey exclamation. So we like to call that the super chatting. We like to call monkey punching. So if you want to punch a monkey, click that support the channel button in the chat there and super chat. Lee says, "Hello." It sounded like your burp set off the super. Yeah, you know it kind of did. It was so well timed. All right, so here we go. I have, I want to play a couple things for you guys really quick. One thing that I recorded last week, which is, this came, I don't even know where it is now. There it is. So I was hanging out doing, I was cooking last week and I was making biscuits, and I haven't made biscuits in years. So I forgot that when you open the biscuit tin, it usually pops open. And so this is my reaction when I got startled by the biscuit tin. I'll have to use this for a sound for something. Here you go. Oh! So there's another Liam sound effect for those that, you know, enjoy those. But we also have I forgot who, I think Super Freak clipped this. We have a few you know, Liam clips that I can't even find right now. That is it. Oh, I think it's here. I hate having to search for things. I should really make a folder where everything goes. Also, I have a stuffy nose. That's part of why I'm sniffling. So we have this clip.
What you want is of no consequence to me.
What you want is of no consequence to me. Let's see. Where's the... Oh, yes. And, of course, this famous one. Love that one. Never gets old. Trying to find... Where's the one where... Oh, where's the one that... they clipped... Oh, I don't know where it is now. It was a pretty funny one. It was like, I can fix this or something. I start going, but I can't find that one now. That was pretty funny, too. Which donation gives you a better cut? Oh, Super Chat. No, sorry. Streamlabs by far. Plus, it goes right to PayPal. Yeah, Streamlabs is really, if you guys can do Streamlabs, that is like the best way to donate. Plus, you can use PayPal and it's simpler. I appreciate that. Hello, with a name that I can't read because it's made of different characters. But hi. Fireflame Monkey says... Oh, Fireflame Dragon. Fireflame Monkey says, who doesn't like to punch dragons? Who doesn't like to punch monkeys? Also, LOL, that recording is great. Hey, Maria, how's it going? Yeah, sorry, Blind Tech. Yeah, Super Chat's not in every area, but the cool thing is that the Streamlabs link is good for all areas. I got an email from Patreon saying that they couldn't process my payment, but I fixed it, and Liam now has gummy bear money. Heck yeah, I love gummy bears. Because I'm a gummy bear. I'm not going to do that again. So I can't find the one sound. But it was pretty funny. Let me see. Maybe. Is it in here? No. I don't know where it is. It's funny, though. I have to admit, I laughed pretty hard at it. Because the sound that I made was very unnecessary. I'm going to look really quick. See if it's in here. Oh, here it is.
Oh, well, we can fix that.
There it is. That's another fantastic isolation of mine. We're starting to collect them, man. We're starting to clip funny things out and, you know. I don't know if you guys heard my anger towards Pragma. Or Pragma. I call him Pragma, but I guess it's Pragma. I got very upset with... I'm not sure where I put it, and we're not going to play it because we're just wasting time at this point. We got a game to play. So, anyways, let's get rolling. Rolling, 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 rolling. What? My name is Very Weird. Okay, so we're going to call you Very Weird. That's what we're gonna call you. So your name is Very Weird. Okay. Wait, I'm a monkey? Oh, no, says Fireflame Dragon. Yeah, sorry about that. Lydia says, I haven't had gummy bears in ages. I love gummy bears, man. So is Gold Gun a mobile app or PC app? So it is a mobile app for both iPhone and Android. I got to say, though, I could not get it to work on Android, and I'm not sure why. I have a bag of gummy bears right here, says Fireflame. I'm kind of jealous. All right, so we're gonna play this, man. I have not played this yet. I've been told to watch out for a few things. Oh!
Awesome, another game.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Panda. Thank you for the $5. I appreciate that so much. Woo! You guys are awesome. I really appreciate this. One more thing before we get started. Yeah, I do want to bring this up. Patrons, if you're tuned in, please vote. Patreon.com/Liam Irvin. I did a post on when I should do the next marathon. I'm going to try to do a marathon this month. It may be towards the end of February, but I would like to do a marathon. So I'd like input on when I should actually do said marathon. There's a number of options, so I'd like to kind of hear people's feedback and know what you think. But yeah, so. Could I play Palace Punch-Up at some point? I could. I mean, it would kill like 5 minutes of time, but.
Two notifications. You two, 21 minutes ago.
No. Hi.
Wemo.
All right, so let's turn.
Pages in iCloud. Double tap to download.
Let's turn that down. There we go. So we're going to play some Gold Gun. Now, Gold Gun. I don't know a lot about this game. I did talk to David, who is the lead guy over at My True Sound. And we had a really good Skype call. He's a cool dude. And I hope he's tuned in, or I hope he catches the archive, because it was a lot of fun. Very nice guy. And so I learned a lot about the game. I learned a lot about the company. And, you know, I have a good feeling about this game. I know that it's not what a lot of people expected or wanted, but I have a lot of faith in these guys. So I'm hoping that, you know, what we see today is not indicative of like what we're going to see later. So Hamada says I couldn't get it to work either. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I just got a new Android phone. I just got a Moto G6 and I've been really messing around with it a lot. And gummy bears, I'm more of a Sour Patch person. I like those too, but I don't like when you get the powder sugary stuff everywhere. All right, but let's roll with this, guys. It is time for some Gold Gun.
Gold Gun, landscape, home button to the left.
Also, how do I turn? All right, hold on.
New game.
I'm going to
portrait.
Turn
Ivana,
my
rail screen
speed
input. Seven words.
Down.
Words. Speaking rate. Audio ducking. Speaking rate. 58%.
There we go.
Gold Gun. Button. Landscape. Double. New game. But new game. New game. Button. How to play.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Button. Continue. Disable. Access mini game. But settings. Settings.
All right. So
access.
We're just going
to.
Oh, how to play.
How to play. Button. Don't forget to put your headphones on to get the best possible experience out of our game. One more thing to know before you start. To pause the game, use double tap with two fingers. Now you are good to go. Button. Don't forget to put your head. Don't forget to.
Isn't
don't
there
forget
more
to, put your
to
headphones
know?
On to get the. Don't forget to put your headphones on to get the best possible experience out of our game. One more thing to know before you start. To pause the game, use double tap with two fingers. Now you are good to go. How to play. New game. Button. New game. How to play. Continue. How
All
to
right,
new
well,
game.
Let's try this
Button.
Out.
Double tap to select.
So, it's pretty easy to come here, pretend to be one of us, and then squeal out to the pigs, eh? No, I don't think so. You're dead, ublюdok.
All right, action time. Get up now. Use double tap to do that. right, let's grab this guy behind you. It's not too difficult. Just tilt right or left.
Okay, I'm tilting. Oh, there we go.
Oh, I got killed. I guess I should act faster next time.
You are dead, ублюдок.
All right, action time. Get up now. Use double tap to do that.
Okay, we're up.
All right, let's grab this guy behind you. It's not too difficult. Just tilt right or left. Now, use him as a shield. Just double tap to do that. The enemy is on the right. Tilt right to turn and double tap to shoot. Oh man, that was really fast. The enemy is on the left. Tilt left to turn and double tap to shoot.
Come on, turn!
Kill him.
Damn it.
Ugh, I got killed. I guess I should act faster next time.
You are dead, ублюдок.
All right, action time.
I gotta start this over again?
To do that.
Oh, man.
All right, let's grab this guy behind you. It's not too difficult. Just tilt right or left. Now, use him as a shield. Just double tap to do that.
Okay.
The enemy is on the right. Tilt right to turn and double tap to shoot. Oh man, that was really fast. The enemy is on the left. Tilt left to turn and double tap to shoot. Now just listen for the footsteps.
Okay.
There's too many of them. Time to get out of here. Good. Now, to toss things forward, just double tap. So, get rid of him and rush backwards. Tilt your device backwards. That's all you need to do.
He's open. Kill him.
No, you los.
Ugh, I got
killed. I gotta start it over. I tilted backwards.
Good. Now, to toss things forward, just
oh,
tap.
Good. It's not gonna make me.
So, get rid of him and rush backwards. Tilt your device backwards. That's all you need to do.
He's open. Kill him.
I turned it!
Ugh, it hurts. I need to stay focused and try it again. Good. Now, to toss things forward, just double tap. So, get rid of him and rush backwards. Tilt your device backwards. That's all you need to do.
Oh, you know what?
The door is right behind you. Again. Okay, now let's run. Now go forward.
That was a tight spot.
I've had tighter spots.
Soren, you have a right turn coming. Now. Okay, the door should be coming up on your left. Slow down. It's there.
There we go. I turned.
Okay, grab the door like you grabbed the thug. Just double tap to do that. Doors close by themselves, so don't worry about them.
Yeah.
The ladder is on.
On the back wall, yeah, I remember. Hurry up, grab the ladder. Just double tap to do that. on ladders and stairs and such. Move up and down like you normally move forward and backward. Up you go. Talk about tight spots.
Hurry, get into the air vent. Get moving. Go, go.
I'm going. There we go.
In tight spots like this one, you can only move forward and backward and turn when there is an intersection. I've got some more company.
Crap. Must be the guy you whacked anyway.
Must be? Shouldn't you know?
Okay.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
You better knock the first girl out good next time.
Next time, we'll move on to the final practice simulation.
Right. Enough of this.
Shouldn't we get this one right first?
Well, that simulation is only to get you moving in the game environment. The bad guys get you pretty much every time, to be honest.
Now, what is this game environment anyway? The Force has time for games now?
I'll brief you on that.
Hi, Maria. Whoa. Jeez.
What?
Soren is about to get briefed on the game.
Wow, what, Hugo?
Dude, she cut her hair. Like, really? That's awesome.
When have I not looked awesome?
So, I'm surrounded by beauty. And you, Hugo.
Hey.
But I believe you, Hugo. Actually, who cares what you look like? Can I just check out that haircut of yours?
Go ahead.
Don't do it.
Wow, that is really short.
No.
Maria, wait. Please, let me see your face, too.
No, don't do that.
Sure, agent.
No.
I know this girl.
All right, get up, Soren. Follow me.
That was totally unnecessary. Come on.
So, am I coming?
Yes, Hugo, you are.
Oh, my.
You need a hand?
Go ahead. I'll manage. Follow them. Controls like before.
Sure. Just follow me.
Okay. Now what? Oh, nothing. Okay. There's a little sound to let you know it's action time.
Mm-hmm. This way, Soren.
Whoops.
Oh, to your left.
Oh, oops.
And we're here. Here, you'll find a shooting range and a virtual reality maze that you can use to practice your moves and actions. You can come here anytime.
It's the door at the end of this corridor. You can't miss it, really.
Get familiar with your surroundings. Here, take this.
Just double tap to do that.
Just double tap to do that.
It's a key card. You can make yourself at home here. Practice rooms, your own office with database access, all you need.
Oh, I have an office?
I'll show you there once you're briefed.
Right. We're moving.
All right, let's walk around a little.
Lead, I will follow. Lead, I will follow.
Where's that from?
It's from a song.
No, really?
Believe it.
You following?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. There you go. I kind of wish I could do this with swipes and not,
Hey, this way.
Oh. There we go. I wish I could do this with swipes and not,
Can I
tilt.
Ask you a personal question?
You don't have to ask that.
The personal question.
Oh, you. Come on. Hit me.
Right.
Well, yeah, Fireflame
after
says...
After your incident, how are your dreams? I mean, what are they like?
I see dreams. They're pretty much the same as before. You know, not the same dreams, but the same Like, quality.
Okay. There we go. The tilting is kind of funny.
You, like,
I mean, like,
remember stuff and dream that?
I think dreams are some kind of formulating. Kind of thoughts in the state of formulation. Something you haven't thought out or processed yet.
Yeah. That sounds reasonable.
The mind paints a picture of unseen things, you know? I think dreams are based on some kind of archetypes that come from a deeper place in the brain.
Thanks for the follow.
I don't know.
You sounded a bit like some kind of mystic there. Have you become a shaman?
Yeah, Austin, I'll get to that.
Well, it doesn't take much to confuse you, does it? I bet you know many shamans.
Hey.
Don't worry, Austin. I'll cover that. See, I don't like the tilting. There we go. I don't like to tilt. I like swiping.
How's the simulator been?
I'm getting pretty good at it, actually.
Swiping directions instead.
I don't really know. It's easier than it was at the beginning.
I like that. Like, conceptually, I like it, but I just hate the...
It's a bit like playing a game, right?
Accelerometer.
Yeah, that's right, pretty much. But they keep telling me not to think of it as a game.
Fireflame says this guy is weird. I just can't explain it. Yeah, see, I can't... Tilt. There you go. Then it worked. I don't...
You know, we have to go for dinner someday.
Have to? You're forcing me?
Shut up.
How are you gonna make me?
Hey, I have my ways. But really, dinner?
Sure. You got a place in mind?
I know a great sushi
place. Me too.
I've actually grown to like the stuff.
He's getting all forcey. Hashtag me too. Go.
Sushi? You? Really?
Yeah, it's pretty sophisticated.
Hashtag why I didn't report.
So, like, sushi.
All right, come on. I mean, it's a complex, harmonic food.
Wow. Who am I talking to right now?
Now, don't worry. I mean, I'd still down a hamburger any day. But, I mean, have you ever tried eating with your eyes closed?
I guess so. Sometime.
I don't want to give my likes or dislikes yet.
Hey, this way.
There we go. There we go.
I mean, like, really, a whole meal with your eyes closed so that you don't know what's in your mouth.
Oh my!
I can't say I have. I don't think people do that.
That's right, but they should. Look, if you see what you put in your mouth, it affects the taste. You might not be able to tell chicken from a banana.
Oh my. This is really
getting... like, nearly the same texture.
It's getting dirty.
Taste.
That's why it's so fascinating.
There you go.
Well, hey, how about instead of sushi, we do some kind of blind tasting?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And if I can tell what's chicken and what's banana, what do I get?
Peace of mind?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, my.
I'll figure something out for you.
Oh!
Good deal, then. Hugo and Jones are up ahead waiting for us.
He's trying to put the moves on, man. He really is, like, getting all... He's getting all gropey. He got gropey with the hair, too, in the face. Like, that's pretty gropey. Oh my.
Off to you.
Here we go.
What floor?
Top secret stuff. Top floor, top secret stuff. Top guys in the case.
That's enough, kid.
Hmm.
Please, sit. It's in front of you.
Thanks. Just double tap to do that.
All right. Let's get down to business. You know why you're here.
Nope. What am I, the new cybercrime game tester?
You're right.
Well, I have been in a virtual audio environment daily for almost a month now. I guess this has something to do with the fact that I lost my sight.
Right again. Have you heard about Gold Gun?
Oh yeah, the Bond movie.
It's a simulation. Not just your everyday simulation. A huge simulation world. An artificial realm of crime and chaos.
Well, that sounds a bit pretentious.
It is. I know you're familiar with the deep web. Gold Gun is all that, converted into a giant, simulated megastructure.
It was practically unhackable until, well, I got in.
Our agents have been scouting in Gold Gun. We know there's some big-time business going down by some dodgy characters.
There's a problem, though.
Yeah, I figured.
Hugo?
We have no visual interface.
Audio only?
Audio only.
Many of our people have been caught in Gold Gun. If they get you before you can exit, they can do horrible things to your mind.
Who?
I'm the only one who can hack in, at least for now.
And even worse, they may be able to track down the location of the simulation interface.
That'd be bad.
That might lead them to Hugo, and him we cannot lose.
Well, yeah, but how am I supposed to pass as not blind in the simulation?
I've written an algorithm that interpolates your movements on the fly, focusing your eyes on certain things. I'm kind of polishing your avatar as you interact with it in the game.
A game?
Well, I call it a game. Or the game. It resembles a playable simulation, so it's easy for me at least to think of it as a game.
The final practice simulation introduces you to what we are up against.
We are expecting a major transaction to take place inside Gold Gun any day now. We've been tracking a low-level criminal named Victor.
I made an approximation of him in today's practice run. He was the you're dead guy.
He's real? Great.
All right. Calm down, everybody. Soren should now enter the final practice run. We'll fill you in after that.
Well, I'm in. Let's get on with it.
After this final training session, you're, in theory, ready to access Gold Gun.
I'll upload a gun for you this time. Semi-automatic Walther P-22, double-action pistol.
Good. Oh, sorry, go on.
I've rendered the gun audio down, so that it won't harm your ears.
Good, Hugo. Go get them.
Can't even, understand Hugo. His accent is so thick. All right. Now what?
All right, let's do this.
Oh. Into the Matrix we go. Whoa! That would be so much cooler in stereo. If that sound could be converted to stereo, that'd be epic. I like that though. All right. Now what?
Can you hear me?
Here. Yeah, I can hear you. It's weird how I can still smell the office.
Yeah, no scent interface available.
Okay, so now we're by the
try
ocean.
Pulling out your pistol.
Hey, you.
You hear them?
Well, yeah, I hear them.
Oh, that thing's got a bad loop
just
on it.
Double tap to do that. Got it.
Now the fire.
Hugo, were you saying something?
Wait, just stand by. I'm passing the simulation.
Hey, what's going on?
What?
Hello, Soren. It's Jones.
What is this?
We have to get you to Gold Gun right away.
What? You just said I wouldn't be ready to enter Gold Gun until after this final practice simulation.
Victor is making the move we've been waiting for. It has to be now.
Is this safe?
We'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
Okay, let's do it.
Thank you for doing this. Hugo will guide you in. We're all
just with
here.
The breathing. That was kind of weird.
Wow, this is it then.
Soren.
Yeah, it's me.
Looks like we're in a hurry.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Well, I don't blame you. Hey, here's what you have to do to enter the game.
All right, then. Let's try it.
To access the game, you need to tilt and rotate the device in different directions. You have to hold your device in the right position to enter the code. Keep listening to the beeping sound. The faster it beeps, the closer you are to the number we need.
Oh, okay.
If you hear a long single beep, it means you're in the right spot. Okay. Hold on. I'm saving the information.
Okay. Got it.
I just received the number we need. Now, you have about 20 seconds to find the next number before the firewall blocks the whole connection. Hurry up. Clock is ticking. If you fail, you have to start all over again with the first number. Hold.
Okay, this is kind of cool. I like this.
Good job. This is the last one. Let's do it.
Okay. This reminds me a lot of the safe thing in... Oh, crap. Got it.
All right, Soren. That was it. You did it. Soren, are you okay? Are you in?
Are you in?
Yes, Hugo. I'm in.
Swipe left and right to navigate. Swipe up and down to quickly jump between groups of elements. Swipe up with two fingers to read the entire screen from the top. Double tap to activate an item. To be continued.
No!
Button. To be continued. New game. Button.
Oh,
how to play.
God's sakes. Button. Okay.
Double tap.
So,
gold gun.
Now that we've played this, let's talk about it a little bit. I'm going to start with the good. And then I'm going to go... We're going to do the good and the bad. All right. Let's start with the good. I really like the concept. It's really kind of cool of this character that is a like blind hacker type person, and they got to throw him into a virtual reality. I really hate the blind trope a lot. I really do hate when games do this, but I like this for the most part. I think it's kind of a cool concept. It's different. I like how things were moving. I really like the use of 3D audio. Feel like it could be a little more pronounced, but I like that. I liked that mini game. That was really cool, and I love to see more stuff like that. That was neat. I like that the game uses is Michelle's Unity plugin, and I like that the game is written in Unity because it means that it can be ported to different platforms. Okay, let's go to the bad. I've been putting this off because I want to be positive, but you know I do have to talk about the things that are not good. The voice acting is really problematic, and I understand like that it's hard with the funds allocated to get the kind of voice acting you want. So I'll throw this out here because I have no shame. I would be happy to do a voice for this game gratis. For free. I should, be like, pay me, but I would absolutely love to be somebody in this game. I don't think I'd be a good main character. My voice is not high enough. And I don't want to sound like I don't know how it, because it sounds kind of weird if you'd be like, so you wanna go out to dinner?
But I don't know. It'd be fun. It'd be cool. I'd love to get in on this in some capacity. You know, I don't know. I'd make a crappy Soren, I think. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in. So, all right. So now here's the problem, and I got to bring this up. The character touches the girl's hair and face. I don't know who wrote that into the script, but that has got to go. I'm going to give an example here, and this is going to be a very sort of nasty example. And I'm not trying to perpetuate a stereotype, but I want to make a point. So in this game, we're perpetuating the stereotype that blind people, in order to know what someone looks like, touch their face and hair, which is not cool and not acceptable. We do not do that. That would be like saying, that would be like making a game with a Jewish character that always counts his money. You're perpetuating a stereotype, and it's just, you can't do that. The only reason that people aren't going nuts is because it's not a racial stereotype. It's a type on a disability, and it's not a game that's on a wide scale. That has to go. It's just not, you can't do that. It's not cool. That's bad. The voice acting, like I said, is definitely problematic. I feel like a lot of people are reading their lines. You have the one guy, Hugo, whose accent is so thick that you cannot understand it. And that's really problematic. And it sounds like a lot of times that he's mumbling. I liked overall most of the dialogue. I like the concept. I feel that the walking scene with them going to the building is like way too long. I don't know if it's supposed to simulate how large the facility they're in is, which is kind of neat, because a lot of times in games, like, they'll be like, well, we must walk across the building, and then 10 seconds later you're there. So it does kind of feel like the gap of like, this is a large building, which I like, but it's also just mindless chatter. It'd be kind of cool if there were things going on along the way to kind of add to it. I'm also really disappointed with the demo being so short. Fireflame Dragon says maybe the sound effects could be improved a little. So the sound needs some work, but I do like a lot of the sound. The going into the simulation and into Golden Gun or Gold Gun would have been really cool if that was in stereo. So if that could be like redesigned to really take advantage of like some awesome sound effects and some really cool like 3D audio stuff, that'd be pretty sweet, because that's where you want to like hit the player with, you're getting sucked into this dimension. Here you go. You're like going to get tossed in, you know, that sort of thing. It's not bad though. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's what they envisioned. But it's not bad. The other thing that needs to be done, which again, like I did want to bring this up. There needs to be an alternate control method, like swiping. Tilting is really problematic, and I can see where this game is going to get probably more intense, where you have to do a lot of tilting and turning. I think you should be able to swipe and control your character that way. Tilting is just never good. I mean, it really... I could see tilting for the, I like tilting for that one mini game, but like tilting for the movement is really just, I don't know. It's just, you know. Tyler, the Skype group says, has this guy's only interaction with females been over Twitter? Oh my God. But yeah, so the dialogue, I mean, in general is like, it just feels very, it feels very forced. And I mean, the writing isn't bad. I could see the writing, but the conversation sounds so stilted. So I have a question. When you dream after the accident, What do you dream about?
I don't really know. I have not thought about it
much, but I guess it's like I did before, but a little different. Would you like to go out to dinner? Baby, it's cold outside. You know, I mean, like,
I just, and actually there's more emotion than I put in it than I think was really in the, yeah, I was, I mean, it's like, I'm not going to hate on it. I'm not going to say it's a bad game because look, it's, they're a new group. They literally started this a few months ago. And I think for what they've done and what they're trying to prove is really good. The way they're going about it needs to definitely be improved. But I think as a start, it's not bad. It's not bad. It needs work. But, you know, it's not horrible. It really is not. It's not as bad as some people make it out to be. The biggest problem is the stereotyping that has to absolutely go. You cannot stereotype. It's just not cool. It's offensive to people that are visually impaired. I'm not super offended, but, you know, I don't like it. I don't want to play a game that pushes a negative stereotype. I really don't want to play a game that pushes any stereotype, to be honest with you. Whether it's positive or negative, I just, you know, games aren't about that. I do like, though, that he is this guy that, you know, is being tossed into this world that's like, yeah, so, you know, we've been training you on these simulators. Here you go. It's kind of neat. And I like that when you get into the game, like the game doesn't tell you right away. So you're like, whoa, what the hell? Did I just drop into an action sequence? Then you find out, oh, okay, wait, I'm in a simulation. But I like that. I thought that was cool. You know. Yeah, we've got it good now. And the beta there was. Yeah, I didn't do the beta. And I'm actually glad I didn't. Just for the sole fact that, you know, it was a lot more fun to play this as it was. What level am I on a Heroes Call? I don't know. I haven't played a Heroes Call in like a year. So I guess I'm on level 0. Or 11 or something. I don't know. But I am excited for part 2. Fireflame Dragon says, yeah, I am too, actually. I'd like to see where this goes. I think it's cool. I just think it needs to be redone. I think the recording needs to get redone. And it needs good voice acting. It needs people with professional equipment. It needs professional mastering. And I think if you could get that, it would be really good. Because I could, you know, I could see getting immersed in this. I also hope, I'd love to see like a open world type thing, because they kind of allude to it in the game where like, oh, you have access to the facility. So I would love to see like an open sandbox type area where you can explore it. You can interact with things in it. I think that'd be really slick. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, in the cards. I don't know if that's a plan, but I love to see that. I think that'd be so cool. I think that's would be such a neat thing to do. But that's just me. So yeah, guys, I don't know. I'm having a good time though. I mean, I'm not disappointed. I'm also not blown away, but it's not, you know, the way that people talked about it, I was expecting a mess. And it's not as bad as people made it sound. It's not as good as it could be, but it's also not a disaster. And I really was expecting a disaster. You know, I was expecting a hot mess, and we didn't get it. We got something that obviously needs work. It obviously needs improvement, but the team is smart. They're new. And so they're learning things, and they're kind of, it's like the school of hard knocks, you know. But for a prototype, it's really good. I hope, you know, like this is not like, I would not call this like a prime time product, but I would call this a really nice prototype. And it's a good example of what can be done. And there are good lessons to be learned here, but it's not bad. I mean, it's really decent. So I don't hate it. If I had to give it one of my like 0 to 10 scores, I'd probably give it about a 4. And I mean, maybe a 4 to 5. To me, it was very average. But what I do like, I mean, my notation here is I see a lot of room for growth and improvement. And so I'd love to be able to say like, hey, I'll give this a 7 or an 8, but a lot of things have to be done to fix that. And, you know, Levi says Crazy Party is awesome. Yeah, I like Crazy Party. We're not doing that today, though, but I'm down for some, you know, CP at some point. But yes, not bad. Not bad, not horrible. It is what it is. You know? Check Twitter here. Quick, blue pill, red pill, what should we choose? Yeah. I really protest that face groping scene. This is Kai. I've never done that in my life. I'll never admit if I've done that or not. I mean, I've been offered a few times, probably by females that were drunk. You can feel my face, Mr. Blind Man. But like, it's just not something that we do. I don't like it. Don't appreciate it. It's not a good thing to do. But it's also not, you know what? I'm not going to be like, oh my God, they're insensitive jerks. You know, it was a mistake. We all make mistakes. And the cool thing is like, I talked to David on Saturday and we talked for like a good hour. And I mean, you know, he's like, you know, I understand. And you know, we didn't mean to do that. We didn't think it through. And you know what happens, man? People make mistakes. People don't realize. And so I'm all for people that go, hey, listen, it was a really dumb thing that we did. I apologize. We're going to fix it. We're going to make it gooder. So, you know, I'm not hating. Yeah, no. And David, I mean, he's been, you know, he hasn't been bothering me, but he really wanted me to stream this because he knew that I'd give a lot of feedback on it. You know, Jillian says, I'm looking forward to the next episode. I think the next part will have to be paid for, which I'd like to see. I mean, I choose the blue pill. I love The Matrix. It's such a dumb movie, but gotta love The Matrix. All right, so you've only been here for like an hour. I'd like to do something else before I go. Maybe. I don't know. It's been an hour. It's been a really short time. I do want to let you guys know that we are going to do a marathon at the end of this month, or sometime in February. So if you have not become a patron yet, it'd be a good idea to consider doing that. Patrons, you can also vote for when you think the marathon should be this month. I have Sunday listed. This Sunday listed as a possibility. I don't see that happening. I'm thinking it's probably going to be like the day before President's Day or the day of, or possibly the week after. So a couple things too. I'm still on the fence what we're doing with Patreon. I've been giving a lot of consideration to stopping doing a YouTube Patreon and maybe doing an Elworks Patreon instead, and giving you guys access to Elworks stuff because I feel like that's been more popular. The YouTube stuff, I don't know. It's hard. Some people like it, some people don't. And it's also hard for me to always fulfill commitments. And I feel really bad. Like I'm taking y'all's money and I don't feel like I'm giving you what you expect. So it makes me feel a little guilty sometimes. I'll be honest, like, I don't want to rip people off because money is hard earned. And so I understand that a couple bucks for somebody is a lot. So I want to make sure that they're getting what they expect. But I'll figure that out. I'm going to give it a few months, I think, and kind of think, because it's a big decision. It's not something you can just like quickly do. Hanif says, cannot wait for Planet Saga. Oh yeah, that's gonna be fun. Play the factory theme in Fear, says Austin. Yeah, I could do that. That one's hard for me though. I'm not having a good time with a lot of these audio games. In fact, I'm going to get my hearing aids looked at tomorrow and I'm gonna probably get another audiogram. I haven't had one in like 2 years, so we're going to find out where my hearing's at, but it's getting pretty bad, you guys, in my right ear. It's getting rough. Um, not Not gonna lie, it's been a problem, even with really good headphones. So I don't know. I don't know where we're going with that. I really don't. Please complete Tomb Hunter. Dude, I can't even get past level 10. Ethan says... Oh, Fireflame Dragon says DJ Wonderbread. Poor DJ Wonderbread. He does horrible things. He really is a nice guy, I promise you. He likes puppies and kittens and all that stuff. But yeah, so I don't know, man. People are saying Crazy Party. I'm not going to do Crazy Party this time because Crazy Party has become kind of a hated game on this stream. Half the people love it. Half the people hate it. There's like no middle ground. Have I played Jurassic World on the Echo? No, I have not. I should do that. I have not done that yet. Yeah, you know what I haven't done either? And I've never done this on stream. I have not done Jeopardy. Now, normally I play Jeopardy. Like my grandma doesn't play, but she watches me play it. But I think today we're going to break that mold. Let's do some Jeopardy. That sounds like a really good idea. Let me make sure that we've got. What time is it?
It's 12:07 p.m.
All right, cool. So I've got this all set up. Let's do some Jeopardy. I have not done this on stream. So I play this religiously every day. This is something that I do every day. Tisman says, I just came too late again. I'm sorry to hear that. I might want to get that looked at. So let's do some Jeopardy. I have not done this in a while. Never done this on stream, so I'm either going to have a good day or I'm going to have a crappy day. So let's see how I do. It is time to play Jeopardy. Play Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
Thanks, Johnny, and welcome, players.
Please be nice to me again.
Today's first category is TV, who played them?
Oh, God.
Name the actor in common to both characters. Sarah Reeves on Party of Five and Melinda Gordon on Ghost Whisperer.
I don't know.
The correct response was, who is Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Oh, really?
The next category
I've never seen Party of Five.
History of the English-speaking peoples.
Oh, Lord.
In the 1840s, a water mold caused the failure of potato crops in this country, leaving many laborers hungry.
What is Ireland?
Excellent. The next category is from B to C. The response starts with B and ends with C. This adjective meaning related to the treatment of obesity is used to describe lap band surgery.
What is biometric? No, by. Oh,
that's not it. The
no,
correct response was
bariatric.
What is bariatric?
Bariatric.
The next
God.
Category is the 10 plagues of Egypt. In the second plague, the river brought forth these creatures abundantly.
What are frogs?
Excellent. The next category is far out, man. The majority of asteroids are found in a belt between the orbits of these two planets.
What is Mars and Jupiter?
Yes, that's right. The next category is Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, no.
A country in the South Pacific, or another name for the Girl Scouts coconut-covered caramel delight.
What is Samoa?
Correct.
Time for the next six clues in the Double Jeopardy round.
The seventh category is science fiction. The characters in this 1962 Madeleine L'Engle novel use a tesseract to travel through space.
Repeat.
Again, the category is
science
fiction.
So glad you can repeat them.
The characters in this 1962 Madeleine L'Engle novel use a tesseract to travel through space.
What is A Wrinkle in Time?
Yes, that's it. The eighth category is Succession. In 2006, he succeeded Paul Martin as the Prime Minister of Canada.
Who is Brian Mulroney?
Sorry, the correct response was, right? Who is Stephen Harper?
Oh, Harper.
The next category is Classic Movies in Three Sentences. Terry works on the docks. He could have been a contender. Johnny Friendly isn't very friendly.
What is Raging Bull?
That's not it.
Oh,
the correct response was, What is on the Waterfront?
I've never seen it.
The next category is The LA Philharmonic at 100.
Oh, no.
This fanfare for the common man composer conducted the LA Philharmonic in a 1976 concert featuring his work.
Who is John Williams?
Sorry, the correct response was, Who is Aaron Copland?
Oh,
the 11th category is Express Yourself. Part of a home heating system, or what some people just have to do after a long day at work.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Express Yourself. Part of a home heating system, or what some people just have to do after a long day at work.
I don't know. I'm going to hate this.
The correct response was, What is vent?
Oh,
the final category is
vent.
Sunny D. The response starts with the letter D. In December and January, this capital of Bangladesh boasts an average of 9 hours of daily sunshine.
What is Dakar?
Sorry, the correct response was, What is DECA?
DECA, what?
All right, let's see how you did on this set.
How'd I do?
All righty. You got 5 of 12.
Oof.
You scored in the top 24% of players today.
We'll see you tomorrow for more clues.
Bryant says, No, I cannot play games with my hearing aids. That won't help me at all. They're really not made for... All they really do is make things brighter. I use them outdoors if I'm traveling. Hey, Colby, how's it going? Man, I suck today. That was not good. I'm not impressed with myself. All right, let's... So everyone's been telling me to play Jurassic World on the Echo. I've never played this before, so let's give it a shot. Play Jurassic World.
Jurassic World, original motion picture
What's
by
the
Michael
game?
Giacchino on Amazon Music.
No, stop. Oh, that's kind of cool. It'll play stuff from Amazon Music using this. What is the thing called? Open Jurassic Park. There we go.
Welcome to Jurassic World Revealed, a story you play with your voice by Universal Studios and EarPlay.
EarPlay, yes.
This is Frankie Best, where we seek the truth and tell it.
These dinosaurs are about to be lost. They're going to die.
Jesse and I are on the trail of a truly incredible story. Should we risk it or find a professional?
You have to get away from here if you want to stay alive.
Drop it and turn around.
What do you think's more important right now? Safety or quality recording?
Run!
I have never played this. Oh, this is going to be cool.
When you're ready to begin... Say ready.
Ready.
Hi, Jesse. It's Janet. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. I just got a really hot tip. I think this is the break we've been looking for. I mean, this next episode, if we get the story. This is why we got into podcasting in the first place. I just broke my screen again. Like I was saying, I can't give you full details right now. I'm out in public. But There's something going down on Isla Nublar.
Uh-oh.
Yes, that Isla Nublar. Did you ever visit Jurassic World when it was open?
No.
Well, now's your chance. We've got to get out there and cover this. You have to be there with me. I need your judgment. In fact, there's already something I'm wrestling with. If we just go sneak onto the island, we could get in big trouble. Legal trouble, I mean. I can try to get some kind of official permission, which is great if they say yes, but the risk is if they say no, then we're in even bigger trouble if we get caught there. We're definitely going no matter what. I guess what I'm wrestling with is it better to ask for permission or forgiveness?
Ask for permission.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'll see if I can figure out whether I should be talking to InGen or the Costa Rican government or the U.S. Embassy. Meanwhile, I'll look into flights to Costa Rica and passage from there. It might get a little rough, but really, what could go wrong? Talk to you soon.
Chapter 1.
Hi there. You're listening to Frankly Best, your go-to podcast for cutting-edge journalism and new angles on stories you thought you knew. I'm Janet Best. With me, as always, is my faithful producer and confidant, Jesse. Jesse, say hello.
Hello.
This week, I am recording in what is possibly the coolest location on the planet, Isla Nublar.
Hey!
Oh!
You didn't say there would be more people on the island.
I thought you weren't going to get off the boat.
Other people means more dangerous. You get caught, maybe I get caught.
We've done this kind of thing before.
You don't even notice me right behind you. You get caught, I don't get paid. Give me the rest of the money now. Then I will wait for you.
That's not what we agreed on.
We'll agree on it now.
I don't like this, Jesse. It seems like if we don't give him the rest of the money, he's going to sail away the minute we turn our backs. But I'm worried that if we do give it to him, he's got no motivation to wait for us. Tell me, do we pay him or stick to the deal?
Pay him.
All right. That's all of it.
Okay. It's good. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
If there's any trouble getting back here, or if you have to move the boat, we'll use this radio to contact... I can't believe I just did that! Oh, I can't hold on to anything for 5 seconds without breaking it. I'm not sure what to do now.
Here, you take this. You need to contact me. You shoot off the flare. Be careful. There's only one. Don't break it.
Thanks. Let's divvy this stuff up. I'll carry one of these, you take the other. Would you rather carry the flare gun or the first aid kit?
Flare gun.
Cool. Just don't let it go off by accident. Here, would you rather take the binoculars or the chocolate?
Binoculars.
Great. I'll handle the chocolate bars.
I bet you will.
And don't give me a hard time about it. All right, I think we're set. Let's get moving. Jesse and I are heading out along the old monorail path, towards the center of what was once the Jurassic World theme park. Word has come down from
the Senate
Special Committee that the U.S. government will take no action
on
Isla Nublar. But Frankly Best has received a tip that the Dinosaur Protection Group has come here themselves to rescue the dinosaurs before the volcano erupts.
Oh.
Which experts have been predicting could happen at basically any moment. We decided that it would be easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. But I couldn't let a story like this go unreported. So, Jesse and I have snuck out here, under the official radar, to witness and report.
I asked
this
for permission.
This is Frankly Best, where we seek the truth and tell
it. I don't know.
Stay tuned.
Thought I did. Whatever.
And done. All right. Weirdly, I kind of wish they would build a new park. It's a shame that there are dinosaurs and no one can see them except on TV. How about it, Jesse? Simple yes or no. Do you think they should build a new park?
Yes.
That way people can get close enough to the dinosaurs to really understand them. Understanding is the only way that... Wait, I think I hear something.
And then, you know, don't let Newman turn the fence off.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
And now we are having our first dinosaur encounter. This is... Wow, this is really incredible. Seeing them on television cannot convey how enormous, how amazing these creatures are. The dinosaur is coming right up to us as we walk along the monorail path. We can tell by the vertical plates along its back and its spiky tail that it's a stegosaurus. Now this is a big dinosaur. It's an herbivore, but so is a moose.
Yeah.
And just like a moose, the sheer size of this magnificent creature creates some danger. Anyone lucky enough to get this close to one should be taking the appropriate precautions. Except, Jesse, I'm not 100% sure what those are. What do you think? Should we scare it, freeze, or give it food?
Give it food.
As with many animals, the way to cement a friendship with a stegosaurus is to offer it food. Right now, I'm reaching into my pack for one of the chocolate bars I brought along. Let's see if our new friend appreciates the finer things in life. Here you go, girl. And it would seem she does. The dinosaur has gobbled down the chocolate with enthusiasm. Oh. But, as we should all remember, people food often isn't good for animals. Chocolate especially. I should have remembered that.
Uh-oh.
Huh, that's interesting. Now that the dinosaur has turned away from us, I can see that one of her back legs is injured. It's a very straight, even-looking gash about 2 inches wide. That definitely doesn't look like a bite or claw mark. And I think I can see... Yes, there is something sticking out of her flank. That's weird. I really want to get a closer look. But that tail... It's covered with spikes, and she keeps twitching it. If I try to get near her back leg, I might get hit. What do you think? Should I risk going closer?
No.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's dangerous, and we need to get going. We've got to get our story and get off the island before the volcano blows. Let me just record a closer for this bit. As we watch, the dinosaur returns to its journey through the jungle. She's limping slightly, obviously bothered by the slash across her leg. These creatures are so enormous, so magnificent. And it's easy to forget how helpless they really are. All our new friend's armored plating won't protect her from the looming volcano, from the imminent threat of extinction.
Oh, well.
It takes humans to do that. Fortunately... The dinosaurs have the dinosaur protection group. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Hand me those binoculars.
No, they're mine.
Down there. That's our boat. Headed out to sea. Hey, hey, get back here. Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The creep took our money and now he's leaving us behind.
Whoops.
Well, that's a problem. I guess we're gonna have to improvise a way off the island.
You have reached the end of chapter 1 out of 6 total chapters.
This is Frankly Best, where we seek the truth and tell it.
These dinosaurs are about to be lost. They're gonna die.
Jesse and I are on the trail of a truly incredible story.
Should we risk it or find a professional?
You have to get away from here if you want to stay alive.
Drop it and turn around.
What do you think's more important right now? Safety or quality recording?
Run!
A premium purchase will grant access to the remaining chapters of your story. Will you and Janet explore Isla Nublar alongside the Dinosaur Protection Group to uncover the new mysteries of Jurassic World? Yes or no?
No.
You can come back anytime to play the free content or make a premium purchase. Thank you for playing Jurassic World.
Yeah, I can't right now anyways because you can't purchase on this one. I have to do it on the actual Echo. But that was the first chapter. So supposedly Earplay has some other stuff on the on this dealie. I don't know what they have. I'm going to take a look. Because that is really well produced. See, that's what you want. So they're saying that there's like, they're going to work on a new. Now, the other thing is, I guess Dice World is raising money for an Echo scale, which would be interesting, actually. I'm not a huge Dice World fan by any stretch of the imagination. But Capstone partners with Earplay. Let's take a little looky-loo here. The popular's You Choose books. Oh, you have to get Amazon Free Time Unlimited to do. Oh, that's lame. I don't want free. I want to just play them. You jerk. I mean, they're for kids. I don't care. I'm a kid. That's interesting. I mean, that's. Huh. See, it's so funny. I could, there's so much stuff I could stream just with the Echo. Codename Cygnus. Do I know any online shooter games? No, I do not. I apologize. I do not. 12 new skills. Oh, wait, are these not out yet? Oh, no. Okay. One of them is the Oregon Trail. I want to play that. Okay. So I guess Codename Cygnus is out. So is there like You and the Beanstalk? You and the Beanstalk. Mr. Robot. Man, they mean a lot of stuff. Codename Cygnus reactivated. Alexa, open Codename Cygnus. Oh, wait. Alexa, cancel. I didn't want to use the actual speaker. My bad. Sorry about that. Open Codename Cygnus.
Codename Cygnus contains mature content that may not be suitable for all ages. Would you like to continue?
Heck yeah.
Would you like to continue?
Yes.
Welcome to Codename Cygnus. Let's get you started on your first mission, Agent. Enjoy.
Sweet. John Marston from, what's his face, isn't he?
I believe we lost you for a moment. Don't disturb your cover at the card table, but please acknowledge that you can hear me. Request two cards this turn. Say two cards.
Two cards.
You are good, friend, but not good enough for the likes of Vasi Markovich Krasnov.
Monsieur Krasnov raises 50,000.
This is too much for me.
Armano Tomasi falls. Excusez-moi, it is your turn, Parker. Are you in or out?
I see no point in you folding with a full house, aces high. You could lure him in by calling the bet, or try to force him out by raising. Do you want to call or raise?
Call.
Four kings.
Oh!
Monsieur Krasnov's four of a kind defeats Parker's full house.
Pity. Perhaps you should brush off the loss with a flirtatious joke. There's the German player to your left, Lisette Schaefer. If you prefer to flirt with a gentleman, Mr. Armano Tomasi is the Italian to your right. Will it be lady or gentleman?
Lady.
Such a clever wand with unbelievably light spirits. Your confidence must make you extremely memorable to all the women you meet.
Though I'm sure your amorous involvements would no doubt entertain me, I'm afraid we'll need to cut things short. I'm connecting you with Alexander at Cygnus HQ.
Yeah, Rob Weedoff.
We're extracting you from the Parker cover immediately by order of Director Matthews. You're needed elsewhere for a crisis situation. To confirm, say acknowledged.
Acknowledged.
Krasnov will not take it well if you cash out now. He's also not one to respect insincerity or excuses. To cause a scene and stop the game, you can accuse Krasnov of cheating.
On the other hand, a more discreet option is to simply make an excuse and cash out. Will you cause a scene or make an excuse?
Make an excuse.
For early departure, there is a very steep penalty fee, Parker. You do not want to run away in the middle of a game like a coward.
Looks like he's going to make this difficult. You could be charismatic with a joke about happily leaving a large tip, or you can be hostile and refuse to pay the fee. Do you make a joke or refuse to pay?
Charismatic.
Looks like he's going to make this difficult.
You
could be charismatic with a joke about happily leaving a large tip, or you can be hostile and refuse to pay the fee. Do you make a joke or refuse to pay?
Make a joke.
You think this is funny? No. You give me insult. No one dares to cross me.
Relax, Fosse. I see no insult you can't forgive.
You are now telling me my business, huh?
If your business is harassing our charming opponent, then yes.
That is enough from you, Fräulein.
Oh!
And now, Armano, what shall we do with our friend Parker?
Get down, Agent. Down!
Careful. I want Parker alive.
Keep crawling, Agent. Get behind the bar. Keep your head down. They're getting closer, Agent. You have two options. You could jump one of them as they near you. Or you could toss a lighter into that puddle of alcohol.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jump them or throw the lighter.
Throw the lighter.
That worked perfectly. Seems you took out Tomasi.
A more formidable opponent than I expected. Do not think this is the end, Parker. We shall play again.
Your best exit is the window, Agent. You're two stories up, but there's an awning for a tobacco shop to
break
the fall. When you're ready to jump, say now.
Now. Go split. Aw.
I knew those stories about you were true. That was amazing, Agent. But there's no time to waste. We have a hostage crisis for you to handle, and I'll brief you in transit. Your driver will arrive at your location for extraction in 3, 2, 1.
Heck yeah! Bow, 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 bow. I'm Irvin. Liam Irvin.
Hope you enjoyed Chapter 1, the prologue of Codename Cygnus. Are you ready to start the next chapter right now?
Yes.
First, we need to verify that you have a required AirPlay account linked to Codename Cygnus. Oh. One moment. It looks like you don't have an AirPlay account linked to Codename Cygnus yet. The rest of the story is free. But first you need to link a registered AirPlay account.
Aww.
I've placed a card in your Alexa app that will enable you to register or log in to link an AirPlay account. Once you have linked your AirPlay account, you can return for more Codename Cygnus.
Okay.
AirPlay will save this spot until you're ready to continue into the next chapter. From here you can say, next chapter, listen to preview, options, or stop.
Stop.
Thanks for playing. If you're excited for more AirPlay stories, you can support us with a positive rating or review. You can also check out the Alexa app for our website address, where you'll find the latest AirPlay and Codename Cygnus news. Goodbye for now, Agent.
Bye. God, that's fun. My true sound says scary times. Yeah, you guys missed it, man. We're going to... This will be, the archive will be up after, the stream's over. So please, you know, check that out and check out my thoughts on it. But, man, that's cool. I actually have never really played Codename Cygnus. You think I would have, cause it's been around a while. I just never got to it. So, I'll have to get an account and we'll have to link that. And, I'll have to play more, but see, that's like, what you're going for, like, is solid acting, everything being, you know, mastered, everything being recorded the same. I mean, I would never expect like Jurassic Park, or Jurassic World standards, but like, it is important to have a really good sound when your audio is, you know, when your medium is audio. It's kind of like painting a picture, but instead of using paint, you're using crayon, or markers. You just don't get the same sort of like, you know, fidelity that you're going to get with some good paint. So that, I mean, that's just kind of just like an example of like, you know, why it's important to do that, because I mean, it's hard because these things cost money and it's not easy to do, but, when your medium is audio and that's where you're telling a story, you have to like put everything you can into it. It is a legitimately good story. Hey, it's not bad. It was fun. You know, I mean, it's a good time. I really enjoy that. So, okay, let's talk about what's coming up. So later this month, marathon. I don't know when yet, but there will be a marathon. April 23rd, put this on your calendars. Mortal Kombat 11 is coming out. I will be streaming it. It's going to be an interesting experience. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you can join me for that. So that's on the 23rd. That would be the 22nd at 11 p.m. Central. So 12 a.m. Eastern. I'll be playing it on launch day. I'm immediately when that, you know, when that drops and unlocks and we can play it, I will be streaming it. It is going to be fun. I am so looking forward to it. I hope you guys are too. I think it's going to be a friggin' blast. So that's that. Not really much going forward otherwise, and, I don't really have much to report otherwise. I will try to come back in a couple days and we'll do some more of these Echo games. These are actually a lot of fun. Maybe I'll pull out some of the music trivia things, some heads up, some stuff like that. We'll, see what we can do. Anyways, I do want to thank everybody who's tuned in. As always, I have to thank my awesome patrons who make this possible. Without them, we would not have a stream. So big thank you to every patron who is a patron. Thus, you're a patron. So as always, let me throw this up here. Hit the switcher. There we go. Thank you to Sam Tupi, John Abencha, Sarah Hawk, Mike Shipper, Tyson Sylvester, Jason Smith, Austin Nix, Chris Skarsted, Allison Hartley, iAccessibility, Kenny, Shane Davidson, Carl Bellinger, Fernice Estina, Aaliyah Dudley, Jeff Bishop, Liren, Mason Armstrong, Axel Scroll, Matthew Alvarez, Brandon S. Cross, Super Freak, Abdullah Dubase, Patrick Kelly, Changeling MX, Carter Tem, My Multiple Life, Simon Yeager, Austin Perry, Santiago, and Jack Filichuk. So if you guys came in late and you missed it, I did play the new game from My True Sound, and the archive will be up a little bit later. Please, 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 please subscribe to this channel. We're almost to 1,600 subscribers, which is just insanity. But I cannot, so YouTube no longer automatically posts new videos to Twitter. So if you're following me on Twitter and you're like, oh, gee, I can't wait to see when it does not auto post. So it's up to you to make sure that you're subscribed. And then when you subscribe, make sure you click that bell, get notifications for everything. You'll know when I'm going live. You'll know when new videos go up. So it's worth doing. But anyways, I am out of here for now. I really don't have anything else. I do want to thank everyone for coming. It was a really good time. ExplosionGames.com says ahem. What is Explosions Games? What is that? Wait, hold on. Is this something that I'm... Is this worth me pausing the outro music for? No. What is this? Oh. Oh, maybe in the future I might... Oh, so you don't have anything here. Oh, okay. Oh, you have a forum. Okay, well, yeah. Actually, David, I'm going to do that as well. I'll hit you up. I'm going to drop you an email as well. Be happy to help. Anyways, guys, thank you as always for watching and or listening. I will see you later. I am out of here.